And a very nice job by that Fredericksburg choir across the way. Stands are full on that far side. Wimberly, of course, had a always travels well with their football team.
Yeah, there's a it's always hard-pressed to find a program that supports their football team more than Wimberly does. They travel well in the rain and the cold. It doesn't matter where they're at. And I got to tell you, I feel a little bad. We're up here, got glassed in, no water falling.
Kind of nice.
Got kind of a little air conditioner blowing on behind us just to keep everything going. But needless to say, we are here in Fredericksburg, and it's about to get on.
And you were cramming a barbecue sandwich in your pie hole a few minutes ago too.
Well,
kind of nice.
You know, we talk about Lampasas so many times, so we better give a little shout out to the Fredericksburg ISD. They brought pulled pork and drinks and all kinds of stuff up here. They did it up right for us today.
They treated us like royalty. I mean, they walked us in, they escorted us here.
They did.
Got air conditioner and all kinds of stuff. It's kind of nice.
Yeah, no doubt whatsoever. It's a we're ready to go, man. I'm full, and I hope I don't fall asleep.
That's right.
If y'all hear me snoring out there, just text me and say, "Hey, stop snoring."
That's right. You're listening to Wimberly Texan Varsity Football on KOWO IPFM, Wimberly, Texas, broadcasting at 104.1 FM, WimberlyRadio.org, and on the Sun Radio app, part of the Sun Radio Sports Network. Texans will get our first look at their offense tonight as JoJo Weeks is warming up on the sideline. I'm sure JoJo, after 3 weeks of prolific offense, last week was kind of tough, and I'm sure that JoJo would like to bounce back now as the offense managed 20 points, but that was all. It was certainly enough to win, though.
Man, if you didn't make it to a Fredericksburg game this year, if we play in the next couple years, you ought to come out. This is you feel like you're on top of the sideline right here, man. I mean, we're sitting down here watching JoJo, and I think you can see the expressions on his face. So
this
is an experience right here. I guess underneath there is a track, but it is on the side right here. So we are ready to go here in Fredericksburg, Texas.
Dalen Nebgen is going to kick things off for the Billies. Gavin Martinez is deep along with Hayden Krebs to receive the kickoff. Great having you along as usual. Game number 5 under the Friday Night Lights from Fredericksburg tonight. And it appears that the rain has picked up just in time for the game to start. Here's a line drive kickoff. Krebs gets it, then drops it, and then slips, but picks it back up. He's going to have a hard time getting to the 10-yard line. In fact, he's not. He's going to be dropped at the 8 after picking up the ball about a yard deep in the end zone before running it out.
Yeah, it's one of those kind of sideways spin kicks that you see off of a kicker's foot that end up hooking across, and Krebs was calling it across. Gavin may have had an opportunity at that one, but Krebs kind of slipped through his arms with this ground and the rain falling just a little bit more, it looks like, right now.
Yeah, it's kind of a misty rain. It's not hard at all, but I guess my whole comment about it not having a lot of slippage, because Krebs definitely slipped when he caught that one.
Yeah, that's gone out the window already.
Ball at the 8-yard line. First down and 10 for the Texans. Just underway. Moss Carruthers in the backfield. He'll get the carry off right tackle. And he pushes forward for 2 yards, and that's it. It'll be second down and 8.
Yeah, good tackle right there by the sophomore against Moss Carruthers. Jarrett Beard for the Billies. I'm going to say battling Billies, and that just sounds weird to say sometimes.
we're
just going to go Billies, but a good tackle. You don't see that happen a whole lot. 44, Moss Carruthers, a big boy, and a sophomore brings him down. Good job by number 8 right there by the Billies.
Second down and 8 now. Carruthers will be a step to the right of Weeks in the backfield. JoJo sends a man in motion toward us, back to throw. Looking, and now the pocket breaks down a little bit. He kind of gets rid of it. It's incomplete in the left flat. I think he was just kind of throwing that one away, he appeared to be.
Yeah, he was looking for 21, Wyatt Mann, who was double covered over the top on the post. He got the touchdown on that one last week and looking for it again, but Wyatt pretty well covered. I think if he would have thrown that ball up to Wyatt and maybe thrown it over him, he may have gotten a flag on that one. It looked like they were roughing Wyatt up pretty good all the way down, but needless to say, he doesn't. Throws it away and stays to lives to fight another day, 3rd and 8.
3rd down and 8 now. Texans with the ball sitting at their own 10-yard line. Just underway, 11-12. Left to play in the first quarter. No score. See if the Texans can convert here. Weeks now is going to take it, and he's going to roll right and then kind of throws it away. Flag was thrown in the backfield, so that was kind of a train wreck looking of a play there, Jared. I'm not sure what was going on. Illegal shift against Wimberley.
They're going to decline that.
They'll decline that and force the Texans to punt. So not a very good first series for the Texans, as Wyatt Mann will come out now to punt. Both of these teams probably going to have to get used to this inclement weather a little bit, Jared.
Yeah, no doubt. That was you're right. They brought Stover across and then took him back on a reverse and faked the reverse. Bootleg out to the near side with JoJo and ends up throwing it away. Really two throwaways on one set of downs there.
Here's Mann. He gets a high punt. It's a good one. It's going to be taken at the 50-yard line, dropped on the ground, but Fredericksburg came up with it. That was Jared Beard who was back to field it. And Fredericksburg's going to have great field position at the Wimberley 48-yard line, but a nice punt there by Mann.
Yeah, it's an excellent punt. He's, 8 yards back, 7 yards back into the end zone. Gets it all the way back out almost to the 50-yard line. So Wyatt, again, doing a great job back there in the punting game. He's been a gem to have really back there to be able to punt a ball that high and that far, let your defenders get out there, put the pressure. Beard fumbled. We just couldn't get on it.
Will Flannery is the quarterback for Fredericksburg. Again, they're a run-oriented offense. He's in the shotgun formation. He will turn and give it to his running back right up the middle. No running room whatsoever. Wimberley gets the loss of two as they handed the ball to the running back, William Sabera.
Good job by Moss Carruthers. He was on the ground and really, Sabera really ran right into him, grabbed his ankle and didn't let go. So a pretty good defensive play right there for a loss of two on first down.
Second down and 12 now. Again, Flannery is the quarterback, and he will turn and fake the handoff and try to throw it over the middle. And it is deflected at the line of scrimmage and knocked down incomplete.
Yeah, Caden Kowalski on the top side right there, sliding off of the linebacker, gets his hands up and bats it up in the air. Sometimes you see those go the other way. Brady Corbett looked like he was going to try to go after it, but just couldn't quite make it to it with the slippery ground. But a big play right there, bring up third and 12.
I had trouble seeing the ball after it was deflected there.
Our window here has caught some of this rain, and it's nothing but streaks. I'm having trouble even reading the numbers on the people.
Third down and 12 now. Let's see if the Texan defense can hold. Flannery back to throw, looking left, looking to the left sideline. He throws, and it's incomplete. He was trying to hit his receiver, Sean Majors, on the left sideline. David Martinez with excellent coverage, and the Billies will have to punt.
Yeah, good coverage. Even that's one of those passes that when you look back at it, it's about an 8-yard stop route, and you need 12. Even if he catches that, Gavin's all over him. But a good job of coverage right there by Gavin Martinez. Going to turn around.
And now Flannery is in the shotgun formation. I don't know if he's going to quick kick this or what. It's fourth down and 12. And actually, that is not Flannery. That is Hobbs Price, who is deep to receive the a snap, and yeah, he's going to punt the ball away. He punts it to the right side, away from any Wimberley return man, and it's a good one. It goes inside the 10-yard line. See where they mark it? It was rolling around inside the 10-yard line.
I think they're going to give him the 5, probably 4 or 5-yard line. They are going to give
goodness,
him 3,
they're
actually.
Put this down at the Wimberley 3-yard line. What a punt that was by Hobbs Price. It's kind of a rugby-looking deal there, Jared. He kind of took a couple of steps to his right, and punted it down there, out of bounds at the Wimberley 3. Good grief.
Well, and you catch the Texans a little bit off guard in that, because he's in nothing but a shotgun formation, looking like a regular offense. You know it's not the quarterback, but at the same time, you can't drop somebody deep, and you really can't all-out blitz in case they do a dump-off pass or something. So he's got enough time to run around there, and like you said, really rugby kick and kind of kicks it and lets it roll down to the 3-yard line. But, man, great punt by him, and Texans are going to have to start within the 5-yard line for them.
Texans need a first down now to get out of the shadow of their own goal line. Guy Kipris now in the game at running back. Weeks 5 yards deep in his own end zone. He hands it to Kipris, who's trying to get out of his end zone, and scrambles ahead and gets to the 5-yard line. A pickup of 2. It'll be second down and 8.
He changed directions on the goal line, and I think everybody here held their breath a little bit thinking, don't slip,
don't
slip.
Of course, that'd be 2 easy points for the Billies if he did that.
Yep.
Texans need a first down, or preferably more than that, really, to regain their foothold on this bad field position that they've had the first two times they've had the ball tonight.
Yeah, we've talked about it several times, the way that the Wimberley Texans like to utilize the short passes, bubble screens to Stover, Martinez, and even inside screens to Guy Kiparos.
And Weeks is under center now, drops to the end zone to throw. Thrown and caught by Kowalski. I believe that's Kowalski. That's Kowalski. He's got the first down out to the 15-yard line, so that gives Wimberley some breathing room. That was a nice throw by JoJo there in this wind and rain.
Yeah, good call right there by Coach, too. You got Kowalski right here on the inside and three patterns on the outside run in routes and square ends. And then Kowalski just sneaks out behind him, and nobody really guarding him. Big gain right there for the Texans to get kind of a little bit of momentum rolling.
Texans moving against a slight breeze, but enough of a breeze to ruffle the flags here. Carruthers now will get the handoff right up the middle. Breaks a tackle. He's got the 20. Still on his feet. 25-30. Right sideline. 35-40. And run out of bounds at the 40-yard line is Moss Carruthers.
I don't think he likes being on the ground. I think that's
evidently
what his
not.
Is. Because that's a run of a young man right there. That's an excellent run. I bet he yards after contact was all of the gain right there. He was hit at the line of scrimmage and just bulled his way through. I talked about earlier, number 8 took him down on a solo tackle. I think he may have taken that to heart a little bit. Maybe he heard me.
No doubt. Got it all the way out to the 40-yard line. Need to shout out to our man, Zach Peterson, who's in the stands keeping stats for us here tonight.
He's down there in the rain
a little
bit.
Be a little soggy right now. Two tight end formation. Weeks from under center is going to roll left. Looking, and throwing back over the middle. See if it was caught over the middle near the 50-yard line. It was man on the catch. Nice catch on the ground. Pickup of 9, second down and 1.
Yeah, and if you're here watching and you're here listening, the reason Wyatt Mann is on the ground is he almost killed the referee in the middle of the field. He went to avoid him, kind of slipped down, and ended up making a 9-yard catch. Otherwise, that one may have gone for about 15 or 16.
I was looking at Weeks rolling out. I didn't see that.
Yeah, he came across and looked up, and all of a sudden the ref was in front of him, the middle judge right there, and he almost took him out. So a good job by Mann on both ways. Good catch and good for not killing the zebra.
Second down and 1. This looks like a Moss Carruthers carry to me. We'll see. Yep, Carruthers is going to get it up the middle, and he's got the first down, stretches forward inside Fredericksburg territory to the 48-yard line. Another first down for the Texans, so they've successfully flipped the field on this drive, Jared.
Yeah, good job right there, Moss Carruthers, really knowing exactly what he needed to get and getting that and not trying to really make it too fancy, just really putting his head down, bulling up through the middle, gaining 3 yards, first down Texans.
Weeks now will go back to the spread formation, the shotgun. Already taking a couple of snaps from directly under center tonight. Back to throw, looking left. Now he's looking over the middle, throws and caught. Caught over the middle, I believe that's Kowalski again on the catch. Down to the 34-yard line. That's going to be another Wimberley first down.
Well, that was a snag right there.
Yeah,
Caden, a tall kid, 6'3", 6'4", already. Goes up, uses his hands, perfect catch. Big first down, Texans are rolling.
7:42 left to play in the first quarter. No score. Wimberley and Fredericksburg. Mike Blackwell, Jared Robinson with you at Battling Billy Stadium. Texans, their second drive of the night. They've driven it to the Fredericksburg 34-yard line where they've got a first down. This drive started at their own 3-yard line. Weeks turns, gives it to Carruthers, breaks a tackle, but he is drugged down at the 31-yard line. That's going to be a pickup of 3. It'll be second down and 7.
Got a penalty on the line judge down here on the very bottom and almost maybe offsides on the defense. It didn't stop the play. False start would have stopped the play. Yep, it is.
Yeah, offsides. So they'll take that 5 yards and they'll spot it down at the Fredericksburg 29-yard line. I know this is kind of editorializing, but I'm already happier with the officials here tonight than I was last Friday night.
Yeah,
Canyon Lake.
I got to tell you, I got several text messages after that saying,
"Did you?
Wow,
what you, are they doing?
You may have voiced your opinion there." And I said,
"That's right."
Wouldn't have voiced my opinion. I voiced what I saw. Facts are facts.
First down and 5 now for the Texans. Two tight end formation now. from the Fredericksburg 29. Carruthers has it again. Left side, trying to get outside, spins away from one tackler and is able to gain a couple of yards down to the 27-yard line, where it'll be second down now and two.
Yeah, stretch play off to the left-hand side there for Carruthers, just a handoff. And, you know, you usually see Carruthers run a little bit more north than south, but he's shown some bursts of speed as they go, but a good job of picking up a couple. Runs through a couple arm tackles at the line of scrimmage to still gain a couple.
Second and three for the Texans at the Fredericksburg 27. Weeks will throw, back to throw, looking over the middle, looking toward the goal line, and incomplete. Actually, is about the 5-yard line. Some contact. He's trying to hit Gavin Martinez. No flags, though. It'll be third down and three.
Yeah, Gavin double covered on the top side right there. Jarrett Boyd, the guy I talked about a minute ago that took Carruthers down first play of the game, makes a good play underneath him and swats it away right there. So something we've seen already is the lone man, either top or bottom side, they tend to double team him, and Gavin Martinez the victim of that one.
So third down and three now. Weeks will have Carruthers to his left. Be nice to convert this, probably in four down territory here, though. Weeks turns, throws it quickly to Stover. Right side, 25, first down and more. He's going to take it to the house. Touchdown, Stover. That is 27 yards, and the Texans are on the board.
Yeah, what a catch right there. That was actually a audible at the goal there, or at the play. If you watch, JoJo kind of taps his knee right there on his right-hand side. Stover inside, shifts out about another 10, 12 yards off the almost just inside of the numbers. And that's a play call that JoJo and Stover just know each other. And touchdown Texas, 27 yards, and a good move for Stover to get down the sidelines.
Nick Coles now will come on, and he will kick the extra point, and it's up. And it is good. 5:59 left to play in the first quarter. Our score, Wimberley 7, Fredericksburg nothing. You're listening to Texans Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Financial support comes from Charles Schwab Incorporated, member SIPC, on Highway 290 in Dripping Springs, and Brian Carpenter, branch leader, financial consultant. Personalized financial guidance for residents of the Texas Hill Country. Information at schwab.com/drippingsprings. And by AMM Collision Center, specializing in complete body and paint repair for residents in Austin and the Texas Hill Country. Four locations, including in Dripping Springs on Highway 290, west of the light at Sunset Canyon. More information, including hours of operation, online at ammcollision.com and by phone at 512-894-3888.
Well, the Wimberley Texans take their second possession tonight and drive it a mere 97 yards to get on the board first on the touchdown pass from JoJo Weeks to Cade Stover. 7-0 Wimberley as Nick Coles now prepares to kick off. And that was exactly what Doug Warren could have hoped for there after getting the ball at his own 3-yard line.
Yeah, good execution, several good running plays.
Here's the kickoff. It's going to be taken at the 15-yard line to the 25, and now traffic, and he gets it out to the 29-yard line. Pretty good return there by Dax Dietrich. First down and 10, Fredericksburg.
Yeah, I know what I was saying. Just good execution in general all the way around. I mean, you had Carruthers making some good runs, Kipperus the original run to give him a little breathing room, and then several receptions. Wyatt Mann with a reception on that far side. Coming across the middle, and then obviously to tap it off with a 27-yard touchdown, Cade Stover. Good execution all around by the Texans.
Kowalski with a couple of big catches on that drive as well. They spread it around pretty good.
Yeah, Kowalski, two catches, two first downs.
All right, here's Flannery now with Sabera to his right, the running back. They run an offense similar to Wimberley's. Flannery will take it and run up the middle, and actually that is not Flannery. That's their other quarterback. Hobbs Price, who took the snap and ran it up the middle. He got to about the 31-yard line. Give him a couple. It'll be second down and 8. See if the Texans' defense now can hold after their offense put 7 points on the board. And again, after a shaky offensive performance last week, you know that JoJo Weeks is happy about that 97-yard drive.
Yeah, no doubt. Good execution.
Price throws the ball over the middle, and it is incomplete and broken up by Gavin Martinez. And had he caught it there, Jared, he probably would have been able to hit that right sideline and take that one to the house.
Yeah, Hobbs Price comes up, throws it. The guy thinking on a stop route. Martinez jumps it. The wide receiver down here on the bottom side, Sean Majors, just keeps going. And not quite to Gavin Martinez, so he doesn't get to catch it. But a good play right there on breaking it up. Third
empty down. Backfield now for Price. Looking right, throwing right. Screen over the middle, 35 to the 40. He's got a first down. That's a good-looking play by Fredericksburg, just a quick little screen.
Yeah, when you say they run the same offense that Wimberley does, that's something we've seen Wimberley do a lot. Hurry up to the line here.
That was Joshua Hanley on the catch. And now a fumbled snap rolling around. Price doesn't have a choice. He's got a fall on it. But way back at the 31-yard line, that's a loss of 11. It'll be second down and 21.
Yeah, they're actually going to mark him a little bit back further than that, aren't they?
Yeah. 30 and a half yard line, and that's what's known as a drive killer right there sometimes.
Well,
Jared, right?
Yeah, after a screen pass to get you 10, 12 yards and the little bit of momentum that you had so far immediately turns around and a 12-yard loss, nothing more than a sack right there basically, and that is exactly a drive killer. You're back in your area now.
Price standing at his own 26-yard line. Again, second down and 21. Back to throw, looking. Goes over the middle. He's got a receiver, and it's in. And let's see who came up with it. Wimberley may have the pick. They're rolling around fighting for the ball at midfield. Let's see what the call is here. And they've given it to Fredericksburg. Usually if it's a half-and-half play like that, Jared, they give it to the offense. And that's what they've done. The receiver was Tristan Sanchez on the catch.
Well, and what happened was is Hunter Benoli, it bounced off of him.
And he was wrestling for it. They tried to snap it quickly, and... Now Wimberley takes a timeout. They've gotten the ball to the Wimberley 49-yard line is where the line of scrimmage is down. They turned a second and 21 into a third down and two here, Jared. But Noli thought he had an interception there for a minute, and those two kids were wrestling around for it in a scrum at the 50, weren't they?
Yeah, ball came out of the wide receiver's hands. Hunter kind of bounced off of his chest, and He was holding it out in front of him, and the guy just reached up and grabbed it from him. And at that point, it was a battle, and not necessarily of who wanted it more, but in that sense of also who had the weight going with them. And that both of them were kind of going backwards, and the guy jerked it out of Benoli's hands and ended up with it.
Fighting for it.
Ended up being a big catch for them.
Again, remember, tune in next Friday night, 7:15 airtime for Wimberley Texan football, as we will host Bernie in Wimberley. Hear all the action right here on COWO Radio and at WimberleyRadio.org. They were trying to run some up-tempo there, weren't they, Jared? And Wimberley decided to take the timeout and get things settled down after that big pass play over the middle.
Well, they were trying to bring in, and obviously the big pass play over the middle, we're sitting here talking about it, and it's still third down, though.
Right.
Third and three.
Exactly.
So Moss Carruthers was coming off. They were trying to bring their defensive tackles in. And just kind of got caught in between there. Didn't want to get the penalty and give them the first down, so instead called the timeout. Good job by Wes Lambert, the coach right there.
Ball at the Texans' 49-yard line. Price will take the snap and run up the middle, pushes forward, trying to reach that first down. I think he was able to stretch forward enough to get it down to the Wimberley 47-yard line. Yeah, move the chains. So good job by the Billies offense. They were facing second and 21, and they managed to pick up the first down.
Yeah, come back with it. So that's I talked about the loss of momentum. They're gained it back here. Getting the second and 21, obviously, is a huge play.
Price will give the ball to his receiver on a reverse left side. He gained about 4 or 5 yards, and that was Dax Dietrich on the carry. Actually, that wasn't Dietrich. That was Joshua Hanley on the carry. Quick wide receiver. He picked up about 5, second down and 5, ball at the Wimberley 42-yard line.
Good pursuit by Kevin Rutherford on the backside, not giving up and bringing Hanley down.
Shotgun again, spread formation, takes the handoff, runs right up the middle, does Price. They've seen something up the middle. They keep running that play. He's able to pick up five. Now give him six down to the 36-yard line. Another first down for Fredericksburg.
Yeah, he's getting 2 or 3 yards even after contact when he gets in there, which is stretching it through to the first down for the Billies. So you're right. They see something in there that they're going to continue to go after right there with the quarterback sneak.
Nothing fancy. He's just taking the snap and following his center. Takes the snap again and gives the handoff right side. That's Hanley again, I believe, gets it down to the 33-yard line. That is a pickup of three. It'll be second down and seven.
Yeah.
Sanchez actually on the carry.
Ah, Tristan Sanchez, the little speedster there.
Second down and seven.
5'8", 145.
He's got over 200 yards rushing. Again, four of these Billies have over 200 yards rushing this year. They love to run the football. Second down and seven. Price will turn, give it to Sapera. Right up the middle, but a nice job by that Wimberley defense to close things down. He picked up a couple of yards to the 31-yard line, but that's going to set up a third down and six. 1:50 left to play in the first quarter. Again, Wimberley leading it 7-0 in the final pre-district ball game of the year.
And if you're the coach for the Billies, this is two-down territory. You're going to go for it. Your 30-yard line, it's a 2.5 yards is what you need on both of these.
Price back to throw. Rolling. He's got pressure, though. He's in a lot of trouble. Running for his life. Now he's running back left side. He's got some room, though. Look out. He's got the 30, 25, 20. He's got the first down and more inside the 20 and down to the 18-yard line, and that is all the quarterback, Hobbs Price. First down, Fredericksburg, quickly to the line of scrimmage. That was a nice job, and now they're going to take the direct snap right up the middle. He's got the 10 and down to the 5-yard line. That was Tristan Sanchez again, and this Fredericksburg offense is for real on this drive, Jared.
Yeah, now I got to tell you, they're not minding who plays the quarterback right now. They're willing to. Sanchez going to line up there again. Andrew Silva looks like on his right-hand side this time.
At the 5-yard line, he gives it to Hanley, trying to get outside on the right side, and he pushes it to about the 2-yard line where he's brought down. It'll be second down and goal. Yeah, so far they've used three quarterbacks here tonight, Jared, and we still have 44 seconds left to play in the first quarter. Second down and goal. Ball at the 2-yard line. And now they're going to stop play prior to the snap. Let's see what the call is here. Not sure if Fredericksburg, if somebody called timeout or if there was, in fact, a penalty. Let's see. Yeah, false start against Fredericksburg. That's a big penalty when you're inside the 5-yard line. Back it all the way up to the 8-yard line where it'll be second down and goal.
Yeah, that hurts. That's similar to the play that we saw earlier, loss of 12. And when you're down here this close to the goal line, it's a
that's a break for Wimberley, that's
yeah,
for sure, isn't it?
You don't want to have to get more yardage.
No.
So
all right, Price is back in at quarterback now for Fredericksburg. Long count from the 8-yard line. He will turn, gives it up the middle. Sabera powers his way to the 5, but that's it. So it'll be third down and 5 now for the Billies. After this long drive, this is a big, big play here facing this Wimberley defense, and that's going to be the end of the first quarter. And a good one. 7 for Wimberley, nothing for Fredericksburg. Stay with us, everybody. You're listening to Wimberley Texans football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from State Farm agent Byron Eccles, providing insurance and financial services for the Wimberley Valley and surrounding Hill Country. Located on FM 3237 near the intersection of Ranch Road 12 in Wimberley. Available by phone at 512-847-9400 and online at byroneccles.com. Byron and the entire office staff wish the Texans a great 2017 season. Go Texans!
And by Onion Creek Volkswagen, featuring the new 2018 SUV for high school sport families on the go, the all-new Tiguan, and the classic Volkswagen Beetle for the 2018 graduate. Information on the Onion Creek Volkswagen inventory online at onioncreekvw.com.